Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin by contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 104. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 104. I seek but what belongs to me in truth. Today's idea continues with the thought that joy and peace are not just idle dreams. They are your right because of what you are. They come to you from God, who cannot fail to give you what He wills. Yet must there be a place made ready to receive His gifts? They are not welcomed gladly by a mind that has instead received the gifts it made, where God's belong, as substitute for them. Today we would remove all meaningless and self-made gifts which we have placed upon the holy altar where God's gifts belong. God's are the gifts that are our own in truth. God's gifts are what we inherited before time was, and that will still be ours when time has passed into eternity. His are the gifts that are within us now, for they are timeless. And we need not wait to have them. They belong to us today. Therefore, we choose to have them now and know, in choosing them in place of what we made, we but unite our will with what God wills and recognize the same as being one. I seek but what belongs to me in truth. What am I seeking for? What do I think belongs to me in truth? Yesterday's lesson taught me that I am peace and love. That is the core of what I am, so that is always there. But when I am not feeling peaceful and loving, it must be because I am seeking for something else. I am believing I want something other than peace and love. And he's telling me that these things other than peace and love that I am seeking for they are the meaningless and self-made gifts that I have placed on the altar, which I am devoted to. I am honoring them. I am pursuing them. I am seeking them out because I have believed in something that is not the truth of what I am. He is asking me to open up these boxes that I've placed on my altar and to look into them and see if these are really what I want to seek for and honor and be devoted to. During the day when a thought comes up, and if it is a thought that doesn't generate the energy of light, love, and peace, then I need to look at it, like the box on the altar that it is, and see, honestly, what it is that I am seeking for in it. Maybe I'm seeking to build my identity in some way. Or seeking to be right. Or seeking to be a victim. In each of these boxes that I have placed on the altar, I am also seeking to teach myself that I am that I am a victim, or I am unloving, or I have a will separate from my father's, or I am better or less than my brother. All these boxes, all these false beliefs that I have placed on the altar. They are teaching me what I am, but it is not the truth of what I am, and it doesn't bring me what I truly want. And so he asks me to look at them, notice them, inquire into them, become aware of what they are doing to me, that they are causing me to overlook peace and joy and love. And as I clear away all these boxes of false beliefs off my altar. I will find sitting underneath them all what has always been and always will be. The boxes that are unremovable because they are my truth. They are peace and love and joy. Whatever box I place upon the altar is whatever I am devoting myself to. Holy Spirit, I no longer want to place untruths on my altar. I no longer want to teach myself I am something that I am not. I no longer want to be devoted to anything other than to seek the truth of who I am. Help me today. When a thought comes into the mind, to inquire into it with the heart and ask the heart if this is a thought worthy of my altar. If this is a thought I want to be devoted to, if it is the truth of who I am, and if it's not the truth, help me to forgive it and let it go, and return back to the altar of peace and love and joy. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we say with devotion, I seek what belongs to me in truth, and joy and peace are my inheritance. And we visualize an altar where we have placed boxes of false beliefs that we are seeking. And we see ourselves clearing away those boxes. We no longer seek for any of this. And as we clear off the last box, we kneel before the altar, close our eyes, and we thank God from our heart for all His gifts, for His unconditional, unending love. And we see what has always been on the altar, which is peace and love and joy. We sit in gratitude for the truth of who we are. confidently expecting to be told how much He loves us, to feel His presence, to experience peace and love and joy. Thank you for joining with me at the altar of our truth, the altar of God's love. Namaste.